Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami.
Hello and welcome to a really special URN Away Days. For the first time, we are out of the country. When I say we, it is just me, Don Allen. And we are in Miami for the Miami Dolphins versus the New York Jets. I'm really excited for this game. It's the first time I've ever seen an NFL game in the US. And I genuinely think the Dolphins should win this. I've seen them three times. They've lost three times. But for a URN Away Days episode, this is incredibly special. We promise this is the last NFL game we will be going to as an Away Days podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully the Dolphins get the win. So for those listening who aren't NFL fans, the Miami Dolphins come into this game with a 5-game win streak, only beaten by the New England Patriots, which got smashed last night, and the Kansas City Chiefs, the former Super Bowl runners-up. So we're in good company. We're one game off having a sort of balanced record, 7-7, but the Jets, on the other hand, 2-7, one of the worst teams in the NFL. Nothing is going right in New York at the moment, so hopefully the Dolphins should beat them. A little bit of history on both teams, again, for those who don't follow the NFL. The Miami Dolphins won two Super Bowls in 1972 and 1973, the only team to be invincible, so they're the equivalent of Arsenal, once in a major force and now pretty rubbish, but still in the contention. The Jets, on the other hand, were the first new team to win the NFL. That's the best way of describing it, from the AFC. And since then, in the 60s, they've really fallen off and just been the little brother to the probably more famous New York Giants team. So obviously you guys aren't all massive NFL fans like myself or April. We love NFL, but we understand it is a mad language of just random things. It's random. So you all know probably what a touchdown is, similar to a try. But a pick six is where a defensive player intercepts the ball from the offensive team and then scores a touchdown. The pick being the interception, the six being the touchdown or try, if we have to speak in rugby language. Tua is the Miami Dolphins quarterback. He's on his second year now. He's quite a controversial figure, just hasn't really got going. Quite a weak arm, quite short, but quite nimble. And finally, tailgating. Now, we'll explain a bit more later. Basically, it's where the fans, hours before kickoff, and I mean hours before kickoff, go to the parking lot outside the stadium and have barbecues, pizzas, a big picnic, basically, with music, games, drinking. It's one of the great atmospheres, and the sight I'm about to see, I cannot wait for. I haven't seen it yet, but I just know it's going to be magical. And finally, just before we get to the game, I just need to say one word about Miami. It is so vibrant, so bright, so beautiful. One of the great cities in the world, really. It's the best city I've ever been to. I've absolutely fallen in love with the place in the time I've been here. I'm so glad I am a Miami Dolphins fan. Now, let's get to the game. So as you can probably hear, we are in the tailgating zone for the Miami Dolphins. So this is just outside the stadium, and there is a massive car park filled with 4x4s and marquees with people simply eating food, chatting, playing. There's Jets fans, there's Dolphin fans, all having a good time. It is roasting. The most important thing is probably the smell of food. I've seen lasagnas, pizzas, barbecues. People are taking portable barbecues to the game. That's how much it means to them. There's TVs, there's people playing beer pong, there's people coming as Santa. The music is constant with Latino music as well as rap music. It is just an absolute attack on the senses, but a brilliant one. It is far more welcoming than, dare I say, a football game. Well, probably because it's warmer and it's Christmas, but everyone is having a good time chatting to one another.
in the heat and just having a good time. My favourite thing I've seen so far is two Jets fans and two Dolphins fans playing cornball. It's just everyone's having a good time. It's incredible.
The pitch. This is Berrios. Berrios looking for the corner. Dives and gets the touchdown.
It is 7-0 to the Jets. 8 minutes into the first quarter, the Jets have marched down the field. Atmosphere is really good, to be fair. The Dolphins just cannot deal with short passes. This is going to be a long one. And it just got a little bit worse. The Dolphins have thrown a turnover, a really bad throw, and the Jets are in great field position. It's 7-0. 6:49 left in the first quarter, but it's going awful for the Finns. It's the end of the first quarter. The Jets lead 10-0. The Dolphins are just getting into gear. It's not going well. The biggest positive is probably the cheerleaders for the Finns, but bar that, it's not going well.
A really tough day in the passing game for Miami.
It is second and goal off the right side to the end zone. Touchdown, Duke Johnson.
Absolute scenes. A massive 30-yard throw from Tua into double coverage to Devontae Parker, and then a 2-yard run. And the Dolphins are back in it. 7-10 to the Jets. It's getting better.
Coleman.
And on the keeper this time, Zach Wilson. You get into the end zone. He does.
The Jets have just scored their second touchdown, making it 17-7. The Dolphins really on the back foot here. Trick play after trick play, just not good enough at tackling, letting the ball slip through their fingers, letting tacklers go free. It's just not good enough really for the Dolphins. And it's just falling apart quickly. It is half time here in Miami. It's 17-10 to the Jets. Not the score the Finns should be at. The Jets have been dominant today. Trick play is everything. We'll talk about the stadium and the facilities at home when it's a bit quieter. But it is just astounding here, and hopefully the second half's a bit better for Finns fans.
He hits Gesicki perfectly in stride on a big third down.
On first and goal, Duke Johnson. Johnson looking for the goal line. Touchdown.
And it is 17-all after a Dolphins touchdown. Almost a ruck going into the end zone. And it's 17-all. The Dolphins starting to start throwing the ball. There are some rain clouds on the horizon. It's 28 degrees. As a ginger, I'm glad I'm in the shade. The Dolphins should be winning it from this position.
First and goal.
Fullback, little Christian Wilkins in at fullback.
Tua throwing. Touchdown. Christian Wilkins, penalty flag is down.
In the last 2 minutes, the Dolphins have scored a touchdown to take the lead and then got the ball back on a sack fumble recovery. It is 24-17 to the Dolphins. 12 minutes after the game. Oh, this is too tense.
Tua throwing the sideline and is picked to the end zone. Touchdown, Brandon Echols.
Jets have just made it level, 24-24, interception of Tua, pick six, just not good football. Dolphins have blown the lead.
Really nicely played at the point of the catch.
On third and nine, quick slant, Parker, touchdown.
Dolphins back in the lead, 31-24. I can't take this much longer. 3 minutes on the clock left.
And the Dolphins did keep that lead, 31-24. The Dolphins are now 7-7 on the year, 7 wins, 7 losses, and the Jets have only got 3 wins. I messed up at the start, I do apologise. Basically, a rubbish tactical game, a rubbish standard game, but a joy to watch. Absolutely thrilling, so tense. The atmosphere, again, fantastic. And as you probably tell by my voice throughout those sort of roving reporter clips, it was too tense for me. I was holding on to my sweat rag, which they have in the States because it's so hot. throughout the whole game just to keep calm. It was almost a safety blanket, it's fair to say. Let's talk about the overall experience, really. So let's talk about the heat. Too hot. 28 degrees was far too hot for me in a NFL jersey and a long sleeve Hollister shirt. I think even in the shade, it was quite challenging. And it was in the shade in December. It was really difficult for me. But you've just got to get through that. If you want to watch NFL football, it's either going to be freezing cold or boiling. Just accept that. The facilities of the ground, I have never seen at a sporting event or any event really in the UK. So just a simple thing like full stadium covered Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi worked. I'm going to repeat that. The Wi-Fi worked at a sports ground, meaning I could post on URN Away Days on Instagram and keep everyone updated back home what it was like at the ground. And that's just unheard of in the UK. The food is so diverse, much like the sort of attendances which we'll talk about. There was simply every food under the sun. It was like a UN of food. There was burritos, pizzas, German food, Irish food, South American food. It was just unbelievable, the food on offer, and the standard was actually pretty good. I'm going to give, obviously we tried to do April's chips in every ground we go to. April's fries, obviously, because chips means crisps over here. I thought they were really nice, actually. Had a bit of skin on them, like Five Guys, top tier, so 5 out of 5 on the chips. Also, the amount of stuff for young kids to go and do. There was games which you saw Reese, April, and Dom do, and Toby, sorry, at the last NFL London game. But there was a lot more of that there for young'uns. Obviously, the tailgating, just incredible. Just one of the best things I've ever seen at a sporting event. The sight, the smells, I couldn't quite convey how exciting it was. Just an array of kits from the Dolphins, past and present and maybe future. I think I saw a few future draft picks on those kits. But it was just incredible. Row upon row upon row of barbecues, pizzas, lasagnas, just any food you wanted was being actually cooked at the game. It wasn't brought or delivered. It was being cooked at the game out the back of a car, and it smelled delicious. There was games going on, beer pong, just a wonderful, wonderful sight, smell and experience. Then obviously there was, and this is quite weird, a garage car sale. So they were actually selling old NFL Miami Dolphins gear and at a reduced price. And it just really showed that this isn't just a go to the game and experience the game. It's a day. You really do go for the day. And that will be experienced in the prices as well and the travel, which were negatives, it's fair to say. But it really was a day experience. Also, there was an opportunity to meet cheerleaders and I missed it. I was gutted. I was going to try and get them to say, keep it URN, but I couldn't, I'm afraid. So I do apologise to everyone at URN Sports. Another really minor thing, and as a Forest fan, we rarely get this, but the actual state of the cameras for the big screens, 4 massive screens that everyone could see, was so good. It was 4K, I believe, and it just made the whole experience feel cinematic, made it feel that little bit extra than you get at NFL UK games. Everything was just perfect for the game and for the match day experience. The music, again, really got you hyped up. I remember Toby really enjoying that back when he went in the NFL UK. It is just a tremendous experience. I really would recommend you going if you're in the States. 1 or 2 problems with the day. Very expensive tickets. Now, obviously, it's an experience. It is an experience, and it's not something you can do as regularly as go to a football game, for instance. It was over $80, and we had quite high up seats. Now, that offered benefits for me, being able to see the whole tactical array, but it wasn't very close to the action and couldn't quite hear the grunts and growls of the field. But nevertheless, we had a great time. I still think 80 quid is a lot of money for a single game, especially against quite a rubbish opposition, but that's accepted. Travel, oh my God, the travel. So it's the Hard Rock Stadium is 30 minutes out of town, and there's one road in and one road out. Ubers cost over $100 as soon as the game ended. It was a nightmare getting out of there. But, if you are in Miami, there's nothing quite like a sporting event at Hard Rock Stadium. One of the best takeaways, I'd say, of the whole experience was the atmosphere and crowd. Now, I bet there's a lot of football or soccer fans. I'm not going to call it soccer. I'm going to keep calling it football. Football fans saying, oh, I bet it was quiet. I bet it was rubbish. It was a sensational atmosphere. It was louder than any game I've been to for a football game. And there was no swear words. There was no segregation. There was nothing. And it was a really diverse community. And I'm sure if you're back in England and you don't watch the NFL, you have this perception of it being a very white, southern game. It wasn't. It really wasn't. It was a conglomeration of Miami. That included Latinos who supported the New York Jets. Next to us and behind me were African-American Dolphins fans, and to the left of us were white Dolphin fans. And they were just having the best of time together. They were talking, making jokes about one another, speaking their own languages, and it was just a real beautiful thing. And I think one thing that also got me was that everything was signed for both English and Spanish people. And this idea that America is completely anti-Mexican and it's all based in the NFL, completely untrue from what I've seen today. It was a really welcoming atmosphere. There was kids to grandmas in ages. It was a real diverse community and it was a really pleasant atmosphere. I think it's what the 100 are aiming for in cricket. There wasn't a single swear word. There wasn't any arguments. The drinking was at a minimum. It was a really pleasant atmosphere. And that pretty much wraps up a beautiful experience, a beautiful stadium, and the beautiful Miami Dolphins beating the lowly New York Jets 31-24, one of the best sporting experiences of my life. If you're in the States, and I know that's very fortunate for me to be here, you've got to go to a game. Just if you're in the winter to early spring, just please go see a game. It's one of the most jaw-dropping experiences you will ever have. A completely different experience to NFL UK. And I know NFL UK really work hard, but this was different gravy. This was sensational. But we have a lot of podcasts coming up for you on Euro and Away Days now. We have Notts County versus Southend. Yes, a bit of a come down, but for URN students and University of Nottingham students, a really great episode to see if you want to go to Meadow Lane. We've also got USA versus Ireland cricket. Now, hold on. That does sound awful, but it is the first ICC-sanctioned game in the US before a World Cup and a really important step forward. USA cricket, obviously USA hosted the first ever test match, but blah, 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 blah. You'll hear all of this on the next podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for following us at URN_awaydays and keep it URN. Go well.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins.